ceremony, very sacred occasion where you're allowed to move forward, open up to spirit, and to, thank you, Roger, receive that word, that blessing, that theme that is yours and only yours. But I'd like to start off with a story first. It's a story about a thief who's in New York in the jewelry district. And this guy's just kind of hanging out, looking at people and what they're purchasing. And he finds the right target. He finds this guy who purchases the most precious, the best grade, the best cut diamond that is out there, and the most expensive. And he moves forward after this guy purchases the diamond. And he follows him because he's going to get this diamond. It's too good to be true. And so he follows the man as he gets on the train. It's a 3-day trip. And during these 3 days on the train, as this jeweler is trying to get back home with his precious cargo, the thief does everything that he knows how to do to get this diamond. I mean, he is bumping him, he's shoving him, he's accidentally doing this and that. And through his years of experience, and this is an expert thief, he cannot get a hold of this diamond. He has tried every pocket, every location on this man, and he cannot find this diamond. And after the 3-day trip, frustrated and in awe of this guy, he stops the man and says, "Excuse me, sir. This is a little odd, but I'd like to tell you that I am an experienced jewel thief. And for these last 3 days, I have done everything in my power to grab that jewel. I cannot find it. I've stopped trying, but just let me know where you put it." And so the jeweler looks at him and says, "You know, actually, I saw you checking me and other people going in and out of the various stores. And I knew your intent. And then when I saw you following me on the train, I was certain of it. So I placed it in a place where you would never, ever, ever, ever find it or figure out." That is what the crook said. And the jeweler reached in the man's pocket and pulled out the diamond. For he said, "As humans, we never expect to find the precious stone where it always is, within us in reach." And so the jeweler went off with his diamond, happy ever after. The moral of the story is that too many times, especially for New Year's, we're out there making New Year's resolutions about things that we don't want to do, things that we don't want to have in our lives. But it's always looking outside us, making sure that something outside somewhere can grant us our wishes, where the reality is that everything that we're looking for, all the greatness, all the ways we can evolve, start from within us. For greatness is already there. And so God is already within us, telling us, showing us everything that we need to do to not get things, but to be something greater than what we are. And not to think about lack, about getting rid of stuff, but actually to add things into our lives, to achieve. So each and every year we do the white stone ceremony, not to release and let go, but to bring forth more fruits of greatness into our lives. And so as we move forward, it is essential that we continue to look within and not look outside to find our greatness, but to find and to know our worthiness is always there, present, active, lively, living right here, right now. So we are here to find that juice, that jewel, that activity. Because isn't it interesting that the diamond most precious gem out there, most expensive, and probably can be debatable, the most beautiful, is the hardest stone there is. And yet that hardest stone allows light to come in and allows light to magnify. You too, beloveds, are like the diamond, whether you think of it as a rough diamond or unchiseled, whatever you are that brilliant diamond that just needs the light to come in to be able to shine brighter and to move forward and to evolve into such wonderful ways. And so we start the new year to have this opportunity to open up to being. I love this Rumi quote that says, "Blessed is everyone who knows who he or she really is and builds a place to live there." Builds a place to live there. That's what we are doing continuously, not just for this ceremony. The ceremony is just a reminder to continue to build a place to live in God's glory. And so we move forward knowing today is that opportunity where we can move forward, open our hearts and minds, have those hearts and minds marry with one another to open up to God and say, "Here I am, Lord, willing and waiting to transform. Here I am, Lord, just tell me what I need to do. Give me that word of confidence that I can live for each day. Move within me and through me so I can extract that which I am here to do." And so this ceremony, which from what I can tell is predominantly a unity ceremony, is based off of a scripture from Revelations 2:17. And it says, "Let anyone who has an ear, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches." To everyone who Gary, my apologies. Can you raise the lights up here, please? On the side. Sherry, can you show them where the lights are, please? "To everyone who conquers, who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." Now, those are very important things that we'll metaphysically interpret. First of all, some of the things I would love for you to really capture hold of on that, and this quote is on your bulletins if you need to read it to grab a hold of it. Churches, everyone, and anyone. It says, anyone who has an ear, everyone who conquers, who overcomes, thank you. The churches, which represent our new states of consciousness, a new state of consciousness which we are moving forward for, are all significant for us. Because any of us can do this, move forward to shift our consciousness, to move forward to evolve into a greater being. For that is what our purpose is here on earth. That is what Jesus teaches us, is to move forward for this greatness. So the scripture says to everyone who can conquer, once you open up in your consciousness, the new consciousness, you will be limitless because God will represent and will give you all the manna, all the possibilities you could ever need to move forward with greatness. All the opportunities, all the resources, anything and everything you need, not just a physical, material gain, but for spiritual, emotional, everything you need, God will provide you for your greatness so that heaven can be here on earth. And it does. It starts off with a name. "For I give to you Saul of Tarsus." Saul of Tarsus, if you remember the Bible scripture, was a man who actually hunted down Christians and would assault them, kill them, imprison them. Until Saul had a vision of Jesus coming to him. This was after Jesus' death. He had a vision of Jesus coming to him saying, "Why are you persecuting me and my people?" And to make a longer story shorter, in this vision, He was healed. The shackles were taken off of him so that he could see that Jesus was actually the way to move forward to an evolution. And in that time when Saul of Tarsus embraced the teachings of Jesus, his name changed from Saul to Paul. And it was Paul who really brought forth, not the disciples, but it was Paul who brought forth the teachings and brought up the church of Jesus' teaching. And so metaphysically, Paul means to lessen the personal will so that we have more of God be expressed within us. To lessen, to release and let go of our personal will so that we are open and receptive to God's will of good. So when we move forward in our meditation, I'm not just saying pick a new name. So like, my name is Crystal and I've always liked the name Emily. We are talking about picking what the meaning of it is. We are talking about, just as Paul meant lessening of my will, letting me come back so that God can express more. God is implanting a word, a theme, an action for you to move forward with for the year. And it is that word, it is that action that we are opening ourselves up today for you to embrace without fear, to open yourself up to hear, listen, and to write on your wonderful white stone. Everyone should have received a white stone. This symbol, this white stone, is also representative of a new start. It's representative of your freedom. Your freedom from imprisonment. Actually, it is written that in the Bible, in that time, not in the Bible, but in that time, historians say that when prisoners came out of prison, they were given a white stone to write their new names, write their new identities, write their new characters. And they would carry this white stone, and it would show their, it would be a symbol of them being free from imprisonment. This white stone, too, is for you. Your freedom from the bondage and imprisonment of your error thinking. Free of the bondage and imprisonment of your thoughts that are limiting to you. Of your lacks, of your limitations. It allows you the freedom to open up to God's want and God's will of good. And so before we move on, I want you to grab a hold of these questions. And I'll give you a couple seconds in space for you to ask yourself this and to answer yourself. And the three questions are, am I willing to listen to my inner guidance that will give me information, a name, a theme, an idea that will forward me, will forward my evolution of consciousness in the coming year? Am I willing to listen? Next question. Am I willing to allow myself to experience new possibilities and new deepening of who I truly am? Am I truly willing and open for these new possibilities? Thirdly, am I willing to know that this is the year that the deepest desires of my heart really can manifest? Am I willing to know this? The scriptures say, only he who receives it knows this new name. Whatever you receive is between you and God. You don't listen to the word that comes to you and whisper to your neighbor, hey, do you think that this name is a good idea for me? You don't go to your partner, your best friend, or a stranger and have them amen what is only for you. Trust your soul to open up and to hear the word that God wants you to grab a hold of. And as we move forward for this ceremony, don't fight with spirit. Don't say, God, I don't like that word. Give me another one. No, not that one. I had another one in mind. Can you get to that one, please? No. Freedom is here. God who created us, God who created everything, is giving us a roadmap to greatness. Grab a hold of it. Together, let us say this one affirmation. There it is. I am made to love, to be peace, to be one. Know that you are made to be peace, to be one, to be love. That is the truth of who we are. This white stone continues to let us know for this year, for every year, that we are free to be love, to be peace. Can you go to the next one, Gary? Let us say together, my heart is open to receive divine guidance, divine blessings. My heart is open, yes, to retrieve divine guidance because it is there. Divine guidance is always coming to us. It is for us to open up, to receive it, to retrieve it. And so with that, let us now state our intentions and affirmations before we bless our stones. There are four more affirmations. Let's say together, I am willing to listen to my inner guidance that will give me information, a theme, a name, an idea that will forward my evolution of consciousness in the coming year. Let that affirmation move within you. Open up your heart, your mind, to receive those vibrations and words. Continue to say, I am willing to listen. Next one. Say this together. I am willing to listen to myself to experience new possibilities and a new deepening of who I truly am. Allow that to resonate within you and reverberate. And last one. That was it. I am made. Whoops. It should say, I am willing to know that this is the year that the deepest desires of my heart really can manifest. Can we say that one more time? I am willing to know that this is the year that the deepest desires of my heart really can manifest. And so with that, I ask you to take your stone. Place it in your hands. Feel the stone. Allow the heat of your hands to match the vibration of the stone. For anyone here who knows me, I'm a stone person. And even in science, each thing has its own vibration, even the seat that you're sitting on. Your stone that symbols your freedom has its own vibration. You picked it, or it was picked for you for a reason. So meld the energies, yours and the stone, remembering that you are love, you are peace. We are one. Remembering that you and your stone, this is a representative of your soul and God's word for you. And while you hold your stone, let us bless the stone. Prepare for prayer. We bless these stones as symbolic representatives of our peace and our freedom. And we are opening our consciousness to align within with you, Spirit. We are willing to release anything and everything that gets into our way and be transformed and transmuted by your divine word to us. We are willing to be transformed at depth, willing to allow our hearts and minds to use this piece of freedom to release us from bondage. Thank you, God, as we bless this stone, knowing it is a symbol of your freedom for us from any limitations or bondage. Amen. Now I invite you, still holding the stone, make sure you have a pencil. Does everyone need a pencil? Last call for a pencil. All right. Still holding your stone, let us begin our meditation. Opening our hearts, our minds, marrying them together, freeing us from any thoughts other than God's voice to us. I invite you just to breathe. Close your eyes, breathe free. Don't even start thinking about the word right now. Just allow your mind to go blank. With each and every breath that comes in, breathe in God's blessings, breathe out any tension. Breathe in God's peace. Allow your mind to go to peace. Let us take 3 deep breaths. Breathing in deeply together, holding it and releasing it from the mouth, going in deeper into silence, to quiet. Taking another deep breath, breathing in God's life and love, holding it and releasing through your mouth. Last one, breathing in as deeply as possible, God's life, God's love. And completely release through the mouth, letting your shoulders drop, not trying to think of anything, just being free of thought, eyes closed, totally relaxed, resting, letting your body and your mind go limp into the stillness. With each breath, feeling God's presence move in and through you more clearly, more deeply, feeling at peace. Knowing that with each and every breath, old patterns, old thoughts, consciousness continue to move out of your body. Old fears, old tension continue to be exhaled out of your body. And you are buoyant. Your mind is free. And your heart and mind are aligned, no longer competing for attention, but married as one. And in this state, trusting in God, we say thank you, God, for moving in and through us. Thank you, God, for wanting only the best. And thank you, God, for this loving guidance, guiding us to our higher truth. Our hearts, our minds, our souls are open to listen to you right now. Use us, move in and through us. We are here. Here listening for our divine identity, knowing that there are many identities, but that one word, that one theme for us today, this year. Please tell us, show us what you know, what you want for us. What you want us to write on this white stone. We ask you right now, what is my word? What is my theme? And I choose the first one that comes, that is so strong, that is so clear, I don't argue it away. I embrace it. And as you're embracing it, let us just be at peace for a moment before we write anything down. And now I invite you to pick whatever side of the stone that feels right to you and write your word or theme or idea that God has implanted within you. God bless you for honoring that. I invite you to take your stone with your word to your heart. And let's say this affirmation three times. And it's not on here, so I will say it once and then we'll say it three times. I am transformed at depth. Let us say that. I am transformed at depth. Let us live that, breathe that in. Again, I am transformed at depth. And one more time. I am transformed at depth. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for guiding us with your divine wisdom, for loving us, and for showing us the way. For giving us our new names as themes, words, ideas that will transform our lives in beautiful ways. And so it is. Amen. And so I invite you to take your stone. Someone from the 9 o'clock service, actually I think it was Penny, who said, wow, these are kind of bulky to just put in your pocket. Whatever you want to do with them, these are yours. And only if you feel the vibe to share, share. But these are your words for you, your message. Place them in your pocket, carry them in your purse, put them on your altar, by your cross, by your Buddha, whatever you want to do. Wherever is sacred to you. And if you don't have a place, create your own sacred space with this. And with that, let us say our affirmation of the week, which is what we started off before. I am made to be love, to be peace, to be one. Yes, you are. Amen.